Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Masterpiece Life Conference Call Network tonight. Your hostess, myself, Antonia Huggins, and my dear friend, Sisu James Fu, are joining you tonight for a very special heart energy transmission. And the reason why we picked this topic specifically this evening is because with the energy frequencies that are coming in September 21st, 2014, they will, for a lot of people, shake up a lot of emotions. And I'm sure a lot of you are already experiencing, you know, some fear, some anxiety, some sadness, and a lot of old stuff coming up that you thought you'd been handled in the past, and all of a sudden there's kind of a new facet of it. And tonight's clearing is to assist you. Sorry, tonight's energy activation is to assist you with that. It's a special heart energy transmission because the heart is often where we store a lot of these emotions. So I'm going to divide this into three parts for ease. When you listen to this replay, there'll be this one now, which is just a little brief introduction. I'll split it, and then we will do the actual heart transmission so you can come back and access it. And then we'll go on to a little bit of comments at the end. Okay, so with that, welcome, James.
Yep, good evening.
Good evening. Anything you want to say about September 21st before we get started?
Okay. Now, what happened in August, things already start happening. The energy that's coming down is faster, so everybody vibrate a little bit faster, actually. Now, things that you think you have forgotten a long time ago, or everything's under control, so those are little things, and we call it the little islands of negative emotions. They're stored somewhere, but in the whole month of August, there's two things happen. One, they collect all of them, those small ones, and put it in a big bucket. And that's why in the last few weeks, you find yourself, suddenly you have all kinds of emotion coming up. And that's the one that we want to clear off today. But on the other side, they will try to push you to finish whatever you've been procrastinating. Don't want to do that. You think you have time to do it. So in the whole month of August, they push you to try to finish up most of your projects. Now, so what happened that on September the 1st, recently you hear a lot of news about the Sun Flares is coming on very frequently. And then if you hear the news, the Northern Lights is always coming all the way down to Toronto. You can just, on that particular night, you can just go up and look at the sky. You may be able to see it. That's what the change is coming. Now, what happened on September 21st, a couple of days later? The energy is what we so-called the boosting energy. So if you feel sad now, if you don't want to get rid of it now, you're getting worse after September 21st. So if you don't feel like going out to meet friends because you don't feel right to go out there, just wait until September 21st. It makes it even worse. So what we're trying to do is try to clear up most of the negative emotions. And then on this coming Saturday, the 20th, I have a free seminar in the morning talking about what's energy. And then in the afternoon, we'll do a so-called a healing circle. That means we all get together and then we do some clearing. And then on the 21st, it's the first of the two-part series called Riding the Wave. Now, why we choose the name? If you are on the upside and you sit on it, they will really push you up. But if you're sad, they will push you all the way down. So I hope that you guys can join us on the 21st that day to really try to experience that wave of energy that's coming down. So today we'll try to do as much as we can before September 21st. So tonight we're doing what we so call clearing most of the very negative feelings that's stored in you. Why we chose the heart? The heart is because it's 65%, even more than 65%, consists of neurons. Neurons that can remember things. For example, you have some bad feelings before, it's stored there. Now it's getting all together. We try to clean them off today. Now, so if you have, during the transmission, if you feel like crying, do let it go. Screaming is fine with me too. Okay? Now, a lot of you maybe already been with me for the last couple of weeks. We're talking about calling the frequency 528. 528 frequency is the one that will open your heart. So let us now do the first exercise, calling 528.
So James, but do we want, if we're going to start transmitting, I'm going to pause and re-record so that people can kind of get this on its own. So do you want to go into the process right now?
Not yet. When I'm ready, we'll start that.
Okay. All so right. Let me know. So let me know so I can have it be a separate recording. Okay.
Yeah. So we are seeing how people react to the 528 first.
Okay.
Right. So you just sit down and relax and just call 528. If English is not your mother tongue, use your own language to call 528. And see how you feel. Five, two, eight. You feel your chest is open up. If you put your two palms facing each other when you call 528, you'll find yourself, the two hands are starting to open up.
So what Sifu James means by that is if you take your hands and kind of put them in a gentle prayer position in front of you and then open them a little bit and then just start calling out or saying out loud or in your mind, 528, 528. You'll notice that your hands are being gently pushed open. So that's how you know you're connecting and you're receiving 528 energies. So try doing that now. Well, we have a lot of people joining this call. Yeah, there's quite more joining us.
There's a lot, though.
There is a lot.
Okay.
So just gently keep calling out 528 and see who James just connects with you energetically.
Okay, I think they're ready.
You ready? Okay, so I'm just going to do a quick pause and restart. When we do the energy transmission, I'll first guide everybody to bring in energies, and then Sifu James will take over. It will be a silent transmission, so I highly encourage you to sit in a comfortable position or lie down, whichever you prefer. And when we are done, Sifu James will start speaking again. I'll reset the system, and then we'll take a couple of questions or comments, okay? So one second, everybody. Here we go.